Father, we thank you and bless you that we have the privilege of gathering together.
天父啊，我们称谢你，因为你给我们这样的特权来聚集在你的家庭。
We thank you, Lord, for the And we, Lord, are looking to you.
我们仰望你,
and we're trusting in you.
我们也相信你,
and we are rejoicing in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督里面喜乐,
so Lord, we thank you for your wonderful faithfulness.
我们谢谢你向着我们奇妙的信实,
and commit this time to you.
将这段时间交在你的手里,
in Jesus' precious name.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
Amen. It was 2 months ago that I was asked with you when we were reading Galatians.
所以距离上一次我在你们当中已经有两个月的时间，我们读加拉太书。
And I want to stay in Galatians.
我想继续的留在加拉太书里面。
Because it is not irrelevant to our present situation.
因为这本书对我们今天的情况来说，并不是一点没有关系。
You know, I think that if many people would look at what Paul, how Paul wrote to the Galatians and wonder whether he was being wise.
很多人就在想，保罗为什么要写信加拉太人？
They were loving the Lord.
他们非常的爱主。
They were walking with the Lord.
他们也与主同行。
But they were going to express their faithfulness to God in a different way.
但是他们向主所表达的信心与忠心是用一种不同的方式。
That's what they understood.
这就是他们所理解。
People have come amongst them and said, well, it's good what you're doing, but there are a few other things.
有些人进到他们中间说，你们做得很好，但是还有另外一些事情你们要做。
And those few other things were things like circumcision and keeping the law.
那些另外一些的事情指的就是像割礼啊、守律法这些的事情。
But Paul was very anxious to bring them back to the teaching that was true.
保罗非常急切的要把这些人带回到真的道理的面前。
And we could look at that and we could say, well, Paul, you're very particular about doctrine, but you know, they think these people, their heart is right.
你们可能会想，保罗，你很注意那些教条，但是这些人的心是好的。
Why are you being so particular about all these details?
你为什么对这些细节的问题这么样的绞尽呢？
And the answer, of course, is that what he was proclaiming, what he was preaching, was not simply doctrine, but it was the very foundation for the life they were called to live.
答案就是保罗所非常计较的那些细节，不是单单是一些教义教条，而是他信仰的根基。
Without this foundation, they couldn't live the life they called to.
没有这一个根基，他们就不能够活出神所呼召他们要活出的生活。
So what is our situation today?
所以今天我们的情形是怎么样的？
We can look at the world and look at the media and say there's a crisis in the world.
我们可以看看这些媒介，知道今天在这个世界上有一个危机。
Yes, but what is that for the believers?
是的，这个危机对我们信徒来说意味着什么呢？
It's two things.
有两件事情。
The first thing is that it's a refining of the believers.
就是神在炼净他的信徒。
God uses these things to purify His church.
神用着这些的危难来炼净他自己的教会。
We are immediately challenged as to what is important, what matters.
立刻之中我们就被挑战，什么是我们生命当中最重要的事情？
And what is the reality of our faith in Him?
我们在神里面的信心表现出来的实际应该是怎么样？
If we are as fearful and as anxious as the world, well, what difference has it made to be a child of God?
如果我们和世界上的人一样的焦虑不安，那么我们作为神的儿女和世人有什么分别呢？
So this is a time of testing for the believers.
所以一方面来讲，这是一段信徒经历试炼的时期。
And we need to understand it like that.
我们必须要明白这一点。
We are being shaken.
我们在被塑造。
The world is being shaken.
我们在被震撼，这个世界也在被震撼。
But we are also being shaken in a different way.
但我们同时是在被另一种形式的震撼。
Is your foundation strong?
就是我们心里面的根基。
Is the faith that you profess real?
你所宣告的信心是真的吗？
Is it a faith that takes you through crises and difficulties?
这一个信心能够带着你经历各种各样的难处在基督里面。
Or is it a faith that just evaporates as soon as the sun shines?
还是说你的信心是太阳一晒就会消灭的？变为虚无的信心。
So that's the first thing.
所以这是第一件事情。
We are refined, we are tested.
我们正在被熬炼，被试炼。
But the second thing is that we are called to be a light in the darkness.
我们被呼召成为黑暗中的明光。
The Lord Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
主耶稣说，你是世界的光。
So when darkness increases in the world, where is our place?
当黑暗笼罩世界的时候，我们站在哪里？
Our place is to shine.
我们所要做的就是发光。
To be a light in the darkness.
在黑暗中做明光照耀。
To be a beacon of hope.
做一个希望的灯塔。
To have an answer.
做一个有答案的人。
To show that there's another way to live.
告诉世人有另外一种方法可以活下去。
But I think when the Lord said to the disciples, "You are the light of the world,"
我相信当主耶稣对门徒说你是世界的光的时候
，They may well have looked at each other and said, "Really?"
他们可能彼此的对望说真的吗
？In what way are we the light of the world? Who are we? We're nothing.
我们算什么呢？怎么叫我们是世界的光呢
？But there was an answer to that.
但是这一句话有一个答案。
And that answer,
这一个答案就是
that answer is unfolded in the book of Galatians.
这一个答案就是在加拉太书里面向我们打开。
How can we be a light in the world?
我们怎么能够成为世界的光呢？
How can we stand strong when everybody else around us is trembling?
当周围的人都在颤抖，我们怎么能够刚强地站立住呢？
How can we stand and not be driven by our fears?
我们怎么能够不被自己的害怕所驱使呢？
You know the definition of courage.
你知道勇气这个字的意思是什么？
To be courageous is not to not know fear.
勇敢意思不是说我不知道什么是害怕。
But to be courageous is to know fear, but not to be driven by it.
勇气的意思就是我知道什么是害怕。但是我不被他控制。
We can be fearful.
我们可能是非常害怕的。
But we mustn't be controlled by our fear.
但是我们不会被他所支配。
We must not make that our fear be that which drives us and makes us choose our actions.
我们不能让这个害怕来驱使我们，来左右我们所做出的决定和行动。
We are called to walk by faith.
我们被呼召是要在信心里面行走。
We are called to follow the shepherd.
我们被呼召来跟随我们的牧人。
That is our place.
这就是我们的地位。
When is the time for us to say, "I cannot follow the shepherd"?
什么时候我们会说我不能够再跟随我们的牧人呢？
When is the time for us to put our faith to one side and just act like everybody else?
什么时候我们会把我们的信心抛在一边，就跟着别人走呢？
There is no such time.
没有，这个时间不应该属于我们。
You know, there's one thing that's interesting about this present crisis.
有一件事情很有意思，就是面对我们今天所遇到的情形。
In a time of war,
在战争的时候
there is an enemy that may be attacking and and life may be very difficult and very dangerous.
可能有敌军来进攻，你的生命受到威胁。
But that brings people together.
但正是因为如此，把人的心都聚拢起来。
But in this present time,
但在今天的时候，
the fear of illness drives people apart.
这个疾病的害怕是使得大家分开，彼此分开。
And we begin to look on everybody as a danger to us.
我们可能会把别人看作对我们是有威胁的。
That makes it very challenging, doesn't it?
这就使得我们备受挑战，是吗？
Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱邻舍如同爱自己。
That's the light that shines.
这就是一个照耀的明光。
And like this, you'll all then know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another.
如此，人家就看出你是我的门徒，因为你们能够彼此相爱。
So we turn to Galatians.
那我们回到加拉太书。
Is it love?
对我们有关吗？
We're in chapter 5.
我们现在来到第五章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Now we did talk about this previously, but we're just revisiting it for a while.
之前我们讲过这一段，我们现在来复习一下。
In chapter 5, verse 16, he says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts or the desires of the flesh.
五章十六节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Now this one sentence is a very profound statement.
这一句话里面的意思非常的深远。
The desires of the flesh.
肉体的情欲。
This covers everything.
可以说包罗万象，包括。
All that the natural man is.
所有人天然的性情。
All his natural wisdom.
所有他天然的智慧。
All his normal responses to situations in life.
他对生活当中各种情形所做出的自然反应。
We do not think that this desires of the flesh represents, we don't need to think of that as gross sin.
我们不必要把这个肉体的情欲想象成为一个非常可怕、可恶、憎恶的罪。
It includes that.
当然肉体的情欲是包含这个。
But it's not only that.
但不单单是指这些。
It is simply the natural man.
这个肉体情欲简单的来说就是一个天然的人。
It is simply the life of fallen man.
是一个已经被堕落人的自然性情。
And it's from this life that the Lord Jesus died to deliver us.
从这为了这一个性情，主耶稣来为人死。
The Lord Jesus didn't die simply so that we would avoid the final judgment and be found in heaven.
主耶稣为我们死不是单单来承担这个刑罚，让我们进天堂。
But He died for us.To set us free from that very life, which is our condemnation.
他为我们死，就是让我们从肉体的情欲里面被释放出来。我们是为此被咒诅的。
He died so that we would walk in a new life.
他死了，叫我们能够在一个新的生命里面行走。
In Romans 6, it says the newness of life.
在罗马书第六章里面说的是一个被更新的心。
It's life with a capital L.
这一个生命是有一个大写的。
It's the life that the Lord Jesus walked in.
这一个生命是主耶稣进到你生命里
面。He did not live as other men.
你不像别人那样活着。
And His life was the light of man.
他的生命就是人里头的光。
And His life shone in the darkness.
是他的生命能够在黑暗里面发出光。
And that life has continued to shine for 2,000 years.
他的光，他的生命在能够继续的在接下来的两千年里面发光。
This is the life we are redeemed to.
这一个生命就是我们被赎的原因。
So when Paul says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh."
所以当保罗说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
He's calling us out of that natural life.
他在呼召我们从肉体的情欲里面出来。
And if we live that natural life,
如果我们活在那个自然天然的生命里面，
then we're going to be living under the law.
我们就会如此活在律法底下。
And we all know what that means.
我们都明白这意味着什么。
That means there will be a demand placed upon us for righteousness. that we can't fulfill.
这意味着会对我们有一个要求，要我们行，但却是我们行不到的。
That means that we shall live a life of defeat.
也就是说，我们必须过着一个失败的生活。
A life where we feel guilty most of the time.
这个生活使得我们通常大部分的时候是被失败的。
We will write across our life failure.
我们一生的日子总是在失败当中。
We will have no joy.
我们没有喜乐。
And worship will be far from us.
我们也不能够敬拜。
We may be religious.
可能我们很非
常虔诚。But it will be an outward thing.
但这只是外面的现象。
But the person that we live with day by day, that inner life,
我们里面的生命
will be barren,
确实非常的荒凉
and plagued by guilt.
而且一直是有负罪感。
That is a life under the law.
这就是一个活在律法底下的。
And there is no other life,
没有第二个生命是这样。
Except in Christ.
除非你可以在基督里面。
So when Paul says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh."
所以当保罗说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
He's showing us the only other way.
他在给我们看到那唯一的另一条路是。
To walk in the Spirit is not one of several options.
来活在圣灵，顺着圣灵而行，不是。几个选项中的一个。
It is the only way to be free.
而是使得我们能得自由的唯一的一条路。
It is the only way that we can live a life that is the life to which we're called.
是唯一一条我们可以活出呼召我们来活出的生活。
So we go back to what we were saying earlier.
所以我们之前讲到。
We are called to be a light in the world.
我们被呼召成为这世界的光。
How can we be a light in the world?
我们怎么来做世界的光呢？
The answer is walk in the Spirit.
答案就是顺着圣灵而行。
We have been tested in difficult times.
在困难的时期，我们可备受试炼。
How can we be strong?
我们如何来刚强呢？
The answer is walk in the Spirit.
顺着圣灵而行。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
All that we desire.
我们所切慕的。
That victory.
那一个得胜。
That peace,
那一个平安
that joy,
那一个喜乐
is here,
就是在这里
It's in this phrase,
在这一段话
Walk in the Spirit,
顺着圣灵而行
And in verse 17,
然后在十七节
we see that the flesh and the spirit are completely contrary to one another.
我们看到情欲和圣灵是完全相反彼此相争的
It's not as if you can have a little bit of one and a little bit of the other.
并不说你可以两者兼有。
These are quite contrary.
这两样东西是彼此
相反。The believer who seeks to walk in the Spirit will know this very clearly.
当你顺着圣灵而行的时候，你就非常明白。
You will find that conflict.
你会发现这个彼此相争。
That you will be very aware of that need to choose.
你会非常明白的知道，你必须在两者中选择一个。
The road will always be dividing in front of you.
这一条路在你面前是分叉的。
Is it this way or that way?
是这一条路还是选择那一条路
？The flesh and the spirit do not walk together.
肉体和圣灵不会一起走同一条路。
So what is this walk in the spirit?
所以顺着圣灵而行是什么意思
？We said that it's the only way to be free from the law.
我们说过，这是唯一一条把你从律法里释放出来的。
It's the only way to have victory out of the flesh.
是唯一一条能够胜过肉体的。
And it's necessarily a life of faith.
也是非常必要，如果你要过信心的生活的话。
Why is it a life of faith?
为什么这是一条信心的生活？
Because it's not seen.
因为你看不见。
Because it's not natural.
因为这不是很天然自然的东西。
We have all our natural senses.
我们有很多天然的感觉。
Our seeing, our hearing, our touching, and even our reasoning.
我们可以看见、听见、可以摸到，甚至于我们可以思想推理。
All these natural senses can deal with the world around us.
这些自然的感觉帮助我们来在世界当中生活。
through what of the Spirit?
在圣灵呢？
How do we walk in the Spirit?
我们怎么在圣灵中行走呢？
If I try to feel the Spirit within me, I cannot.
如果我想摸一下我里面的圣灵，我确实不能。
If I close my eyes and try to locate the Holy Spirit in me, where is he?
如果我眼睛闭起来，想要找一下我的圣灵在哪一角，我也找不到。
I have to live by faith.
我必须靠着信心生活。
I cannot live by my emotion.
我不能凭着我的感情去生活。
I cannot live by my natural senses.
我也不能凭借我的天然感觉去生。
I have to live by faith.
这样我就必须靠信心去生。
We all remember Peter.
我们都记得彼得。
And how the Lord Jesus walked out to the common water.
主耶稣在海面上行走的时候。
And when Peter saw him on the water, Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come."
彼得看到主耶稣的时候说，主，如果是你，让我也走过来。
And the Lord immediately said, "Come."
主马上说来。
And Peter immediately got out of the boat.
彼得马上就从船里出去。
And walked on the water.
就在海面上行走。
What a wonderful picture!
这是多么美的一幅图画。
It's a picture of faith.
这就是信心的图画。
It's walking on water.
就是你在海面上行走。
Everybody knows you can't walk on water.
每个人都知道你是不能在海面上走。
That's common sense.
常识。
And Peter knew that.
彼得也知道。
But for a moment, he trusted the Lord Jesus.
但是在那一刻，他相信主耶稣。
And with his eyes upon him, he walked on the water.
所以他把眼睛放在主耶稣身上，就走在海里。
That is our calling.
这就是我们的呼召。
This life of faith.
这就是信心的生活。
Well, what is our faith?
那我们的信心是什么？
It's not an emotion.
不是一种感觉。
It's not sentiment.
不是情感。
You know, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of things around now telling the Christians to trust the Lord.
现在很多的教导说到基督徒要信靠神。
But for a lot of people, when they hear that encouragement, when somebody says to them, trust the Lord,
当有个人对你说相信神，信靠他，
then they feel, what do I do?
他们会感到。那我要做什么？
Is this just to sort of think positively, or to have more willpower?
你是要我比较积极的去思想，有一个意志力，还是什么意思？
What does it mean?
你是什么意思？
We need to have some substance in that.
我们必须抓住一些实质的东西。
Trust the Lord. What does it mean?
信靠神。
Where is
that?
Well, put it another way. Where is our faith?
或者说我们的信心在哪里？
What is it that we are believing?
我们所相信的是什么？
It's not enough to simply believe that God is good.
我们单单相信主是美善还不够。
Because if that's all we know, then as soon as times get difficult, we'll say, where is his goodness?
因为如果单单我们就知道这一点，当困难来临的时候，我们就会说主的美善在哪里？
No, our faith is in the Lord Jesus.
不是的，我们的信心乃是在耶稣基督里。
And it's in that cross.
在那十字架上。
It's in that death that he died for us.
在他为我们的死。
And in his resurrection.
也在他的复活。
Our faith is absolutely settled upon this act and the promises of God.
我们信心完全的抛锚在这一个事实里面，并且主对着我们的，对着我们的应许里面。
And what is the cross speaking to us?
十字架对我们说了什么呢？
It is saying you are sinful.
十字架说的就是你是有罪的。
And there was no band-aid solution.
没有包扎，没有答案来帮助你。
The only answer to the sinful nature was death.
唯一的答案，能够解决你罪性的答案就是死。
And here is the love of God.
这里就是神的爱。
And here is the commitment of the Lord to you.
这就是神象征你的付出。
Here is the measure of his love.
这就是他对你爱的量度。
That he would die our death.
就是他为我们而死。
That he would bear our sins.
他为我们的罪死了。
That he would choose us and die for us.
他选择了我们，他为我们死。
This is our confidence.
这是我们的信心。
When I look at the cross,
当我看十字架的时候，
I see that I am crossed out.
我就看到我被废除了。
Nothing of myself.
没有我自己一点点。
Nothing is acceptable to God.
我没有一点东西可以让神接
受。In my flesh is nothing good.
在我的肉体里面毫无良善。
So when I see what I am.
当我看到自己真实的光景，
I'm confronted by my natural desires,
当我看到我里面天然的欲望的时候，
I know that the cross has done this.
我就知道十字架已经对付了这一切。
I know that I can come to God.
我知道现在我可以来到神面前。
I know that even though I see such ugliness in myself,
我知道就算我看到自己里面这么多的丑陋，
yet I am not.
我被神爱。
Yet I am His.
我是神的。
Yet He is unashamed to know me.
神也不以我为羞耻。
And to call me His own.
神把我称作他自己。
What a blessing! What a privilege!
这是何等的福气，何等的特权。
This is not a sentimental idea.
这不是一个多愁善感的一种形
象。This is that bloody cross.
这是一个充满鲜血的十字架。
It's that.Which binds me to my Lord.
是十字架把我与主紧紧地绑在一起。
It's that which gives me hope.
是他给了我盼望。
And that hope is absolutely rock solid.
这个盼望是非常的坚固，好像岩石一样。
Nothing can change what the Lord Jesus has done.
没有一样东西可以把主对我所做的改
变。He has died.
他为我死了。
He has risen.
他也复活了。
He is in glory.
他在荣耀里面。
I am His.
我是他的。
It all follows.
这一切都随之而。
I belong to Him.
我属于神。
Nothing and no one can separate me from Him.
没有人，没有事情可以把我从主那里分离。
I am loved.
我被他爱。
You know they say to you, they ask you, how much do you love?
你说，人家会问你，你知道你被爱了多少吗？
And your answer is always this much.
你的答案总是有这么多。
That's when the love of God is established.
这就是神对你的爱。
That's my foundation.
这就是我的根基。
So this life that we're called to, this life in the Spirit.
所以这个生命我们叫做在圣灵里面的生命。
Is a life of faith.
是一个信心的生命。
A faith in the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
这一个信心建立在主的死和复活上面。
You know, you see some very funny ideas in the world about a life in the Spirit.
在圣灵里面而行，在今天世界上有很多稀奇古怪的想法。
You see people getting themselves in all sorts of strange positions.
你可以看到人会把他自己搞得很奇怪的动作出来。
You know, a life in the Spirit is where you're ecstatic.
有的人认为啊，我在圣灵里面就是我这样。
Or you're out of control.
特别的失控的一个状态。
You're rolling around on the floor.
或者在地上打滚。
You're in some sort of trance.
或者进入一种幻觉里面。
And this, a life in the Spirit?
这是不是一个在圣灵靠圣灵而行的一个表现？
If you want to see a life in the Spirit.
如果你想知道圣灵里面生命是什么样。
Look at the Lord Jesus.
你就看主耶稣。
There was a life.Filled with the Spirit.
他的生活里面充满了圣
灵。There was a life that was a light in the darkness.
这是一个在黑暗里发光的生命。
There was a life that could, a life that could listen.
这是一个你可以去听、follow 的生命。
And could share the sorrows with the ones around him.
你也可以与他共同分享忧愁。
And there was a life that could set people free.
这一个生命可以把你释放出来。
A life that was separate.
这一个生命是与世界分别的。
And yet so very much in touch with people.
但是却是与人都连接的。
A life that is like no other.
他的生命是独一无二的。
And Paul says to us, walk in the Spirit.
保罗叫我们靠圣灵而行。
That is your life.
这就是你该有的生命。
There is your victory.
这就是你会有的圣灵。
There is your joy.
你的喜乐、欢乐也在那里。
And there is your hope.
你的盼望也在那里。
What is another aspect of this life?
这一种生命还有一种另外的方面和表现是什么呢？
Verse 17,
就是十七节。
We saw that the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another.
情欲和圣灵是彼此相符的。
They do not walk together.
他们不是一同走的。
In verse 18,
在第十八节。
If you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
If you are not under the law, you are living in the spirit.
如果你不在律法以下，你就是活在圣灵里。
But Paul says, if you are led by the spirit.
但是保罗说，如果你被圣灵引导。
So it is a life of faith.
所以一个信心的生活。
And a life of obedience.
还有一个就是顺服的生活。
The Lord is not a resource for us.To live our own way.
神并不是叫我们靠着自己去生活。
Many people treat God like that.
但很多人是把神都。
You know, I want to get good marks in this exam.
说我要考试考得好。
Pray.
祷告吧。
I want to get a good wife.
我要找一个好妻子。
Pray.
祷告吧。
You know, use God to get what you want.
把神当作一个满足自己目的的工具。
He will not be exploited and used.
神不会那样被你来利用。
If we are led by the Spirit,
但我们要被圣灵来引导。
That's the key.
这是非常重要的。
And do we see that in the Lord Jesus?
我们看到主耶稣身上也是这样的。
Of course we do.
是的。
His constant obedience to his Father.
他不断的向着父神来顺服。
Everything was to his Father.
每一件事情都是他的父亲来引导。
Look at how he spoke and how he acted.
我们看主耶稣是怎样行动的。
Everything was for the glory of his Father.
他做的每一件事情都是为荣耀天父。
If you are led by the Spirit.
你要被圣灵引导。
So we need to have this heart.
我们要有这个心。
That says, Lord.
说主啊。
I need your life.
我需要你的生命。
I need you to live in me.
我需要你活在我的里面。
I need to live that life.
我需要活出那样的生命来。
Therefore,
所以
I give my life to you.
我把我的生命给你。
Therefore, I bow before you.
所以我向你俯伏敬拜。
What do you have for me?
你向我有什么意义？
What do you want from me?
你要我做什么？
And that's not a question of saying, what is your five-year plan for my life?
这不是说你对我生命里面的五年计划是什么。
That's saying, Lord, what about today?
而是说主啊，今天你要我做什么？
You could never live victoriously if you are thinking years ahead.
如果你想了很远几年以后的事情，你今天就不能够得胜。
The only way you can walk with God.The only time you can walk with God is now.
你能与神同行的唯一的时间，唯一的方法就是现在。
You put it off till tomorrow.
如果你把它推迟到明天。
Tomorrow never comes.
明天不会。
The only time you can walk with God is today.
你与神同行唯一的时间就是今天。
So we need to give out today to the Lord.
所以要把我们的今天奉献给神。
And let him order our steps today.
让他来引导我们今天的脚步。
And govern our choices today.
来管制我们今天所做的一些选择。
And how we respond to people today is what counts.
来帮助我们今天如何应对各种各样的问题。
This is the life of submission.
这是一个顺服的生命。
Not some grand plan.
不是一个宏伟的计划。
It is today.
而是今天做什么。
How do I live today?
我今天如何来过？
What choices have I made today?
我今天做什么决定？
What words have come out of my mouth today?
今天我嘴巴里出来讲什么？
How have I treated people today?
今天我如何的去对待？
How much have I been seeking my own will today?
今天我有多少时间是在寻求自己的意思？
How much have I looked at him?
有多少时间我是在跟随他？
So whatever we're doing,
不管我们做了什么
Today is his.
今天是在他的手里。
Now Paul lists many sins here.
这里保罗列举了很多的罪行。
He lists the fruits of the Spirit.
也列举了圣灵的果子。
Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
These are, when we read a list like this, we say yes, I want this.
我们读到这里的时候说是啊，我们需要这些。
Not in me.
但是它不在我里面。
Don't look for it there.
不要到你里面去找它。
Don't look at yourself and say love.
不要看着你自己说有人爱吗？
My love is cold.
我的爱是冷的。
My love is conditional.
我的爱很有条件。
My love is very fragile.
我的爱非常脆弱。
These things are not in us.
这些东西不在我们的里面。
They're the fruit of the Spirit.
这是圣灵所结的果子。
They are in Him.
它在基督的里面。
And they are measured by an eternal measuring rod.
你是被一个永恒的一个尺度来丈量。
Because this is the life of God.
因为这就是神的生命。
This is the life we receive.
这也是我们所接受的生命。
And in verse 24, he says, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
We may read that and say that I haven't.
我们读着说，我们没有。
The passions and desires of the flesh are very real in them.
这个肉体和肉体的邪情私欲在我们里面是很真实。
I'm confronted by them all the time.
我每时每刻都在和他们征战。
My impatience, my bad temper, my anger.
我的坏脾气，我的愤怒。
All these things are ever present. It says I've crucified them, I haven't.
这些的罪都在我们里面，说已经被钉在十字架上，但是我还没有将他们。
What is this saying?
那这里讲的是什么意思？
This is saying that on the day
这里说的是
that you put your trust in the Lord Jesus,
那一天当你把你的信心
that was the crucifixion of these things.
那一天的时候就是你把他们钉在十字架
上。That was the day you died.
那一天你与他们同死。
You died when Christ Jesus died.
当基督死的时候，你与他。
There was only one crucifixion that we're interested in.
我们只感兴趣一个被钉死在十字架上的事实。
And that is His crucifixion.
就是他为我们被钉。
And we were united with Him in that death.
那一个死的里面，我们与他联合同死。
And therefore, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们被圣灵打上了一个印记。
If our natural self had not been crucified with him, however could the Holy Spirit come to dwell in us?
如果我们的肉体和肉体的邪情没有和他一同被钉在十字架上，圣灵怎么可以进到我们里面？
It is because we died with him and rose with him, and because the Lord Jesus is glorified, that the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us.
因为我们与他同死。同病同复活，所以圣灵进到我们里面，我们可以荣耀他的名。
The very presence of the Spirit is confirmation of this truth.
圣灵在我们里面的存在，就是印证了这件事的事实。
So Paul in verse 25 says, "If we live in the Spirit."
所以保罗在二十五节说，如果我们靠圣灵得生。
Let us also walk.In the Spirit.
就当靠圣灵行事。
We could use the expression to live in the Spirit in the same way that we use the expression to walk in the Spirit.
我们可以说是靠圣灵行事，也就是靠圣灵生活。
But in this verse, Paul is not using it like that.
但是在这一节经文里面，保罗不是这样用这个字。
He's saying you have life because.Of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you.
他说，因为圣灵住在你的里面，所以你有了这个生命。
You live because of the Spirit.
你活着是因为圣灵在你里面。
And if I think of my salvation, I say, yes, that's true.
如果想到我的得救的时候，就说是的，是的。
I live because of the Spirit.
因为圣灵，我得到生命。
And now Paul says, well, if that's true.
然后保罗说，如果那是真的话。
Then walk in the Spirit.
然后你就该行在圣灵中。
Because you have no other life.
因为你没有别的生命了。
That is your life.
那才是你的生命。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
所以，如果你是靠圣灵得到生命的，你就继续的行在圣灵里面。
And let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
That is a life in the flesh.
那是一种活在肉体里的生命。
So Paul has given us a really clear exhortation.
所以保罗给我们很大一个鼓励。
To walk in the Spirit.
就是靠圣灵行事。
And he set before us the only choice we can make.
他说，这是我们可以所选择唯一的选择。
If you're going to call yourself a Christian, you have to live as a Christian.
如果你叫自己是基督徒，你就要活着像基督徒。
And the only way to live as a Christian is to walk in the Spirit.
唯一过基督徒的生活就是要靠着圣灵行事。
Any other walk.Is a hypocritical walk.
别的任何一种生活方式都是一种伪善的方式。
Well, that might seem very hard.
看起来是不是很难做到？
Paul has given us something very difficult to do.
保罗给我们一个很难的、很高的要求去做。
How are we going to live this life?
我们怎么来做呢？
Chapter 6, Paul goes on.
在第六章里面，保罗继续说：“
Brethren,
弟兄们
，The man is overtaken in any trespass. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.”
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，怕也被引诱。
So we see here to be able to help one another.
我们看到我们要彼此的来帮助。
And none of us is so good or so strong that we are unable to be tempted.
我们当中没有一个人是属灵或者刚强到一个地步，我们永远不会被试探。
We are to bear one another's burdens.
我们要个人的重担，互相的担当。
We are to help one another in this life, in this walk.
我们在这条道路上要彼此的帮助。
And then in verse 3, he says, if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
第三节说，人若无有自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
Now, I used to read this a little differently.
我之前用另外一种的角度去看这句话。
The way I read it was like this.
我是这样理解。
If somebody thinks that he's something when he's nothing,
如果有人什么都没有，但他以为他有。
In other words, there are some people who are something, but there are other people who are nothing.
就是说，有些人他们真的是有一些东西，但有些人是什么都没有。
And if you make a mistake and think you're one of those people who are something, but actually you're one of those people who are nothing.
但是如果你把自己想得太好，以为你是有什么东西的。
Then you're deceiving yourself.
那你是自欺欺人。
That's how I used to live.
我之前是这样理解。
It's what was that?
这个不是保罗。
We are all nothing.
我们都没有。
The apostle himself said, I'm not a whit behind the very chiefest of the apostles, though I be nothing.
连保罗自己都说我是罪人中的罪魁，我什么都不是。
And he said, he that waters and he that sows.Are not anything.
他说种的也算不了什么，浇水的也算不了什么。
We are all nothing.
我们都是无有的。
None of us can boast that I am something.
没有一个人，我们中间可以夸说。
No, I'm particularly special. I'm up here, you're down there.
我很特别，我是在这边，你是在那边。
We are all nothing.
我们都是无有的。
What do we have that we have not been given?
我们如果不是给我们，我们有什么
？Everything that I can boast in has been crucified.
我所有可以用来自夸的都已经被钉在十字架上。
And my life,
我的生命
is with Christ.
是与基督在一起。
He is my life.
他是我的生命。
So we are all nothing.
所以我们都是。
Let us not deceive ourselves to imagine for a moment.
所以不要自欺欺人，不要以为我们。
We are all equal.
有什么？我们都一
样。We're all on the bottom line.
我们都是在水平面上。
And Christ is our all.
神是我，基督是我们一切。
But let a man examine himself, he says. Let a man examine his own work in verse 4 of chapter 6. And then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another, for each one will bear his own load.
第四、第五节，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人，因为个人不担当自己的担子。
So Paul is saying, let us just attend to our own life.
保罗说，我们先看看自己的行为。
Let us not compare ourselves with one another.
不要跟别人比。
And let us not think that, well, I'm better than you, or something like that.
不要觉得我比你好。
And let us be at peace in our own walk before God.
让我们在神面前自己的良心走平安。
For each of us will stand alone before Him one day to give an account.
因为有一天我们每个人都要站在他的面前为自己所做的负责任。
Now I want to keep going.
我想继续下去。
Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches.
在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的奉给施教人。
Do not be deceived.
不
要自欺。God is not mocked.
神是轻慢不得。
For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Now Paul has begun this section by talking about caring for those who were amongst the believers in Galatia and were teaching them.
这里保罗说的是要帮助那些是教导加拉太信徒的人。
But then he states a general principle.
然后他又说了一个总的原则。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
就是不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Then in verse 8 he explains this.
然后八节他就解释这句话。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
就是顺着情欲撒种，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种，必从圣灵收永生。
Here is a principle.
所以这里有一条原则。
What you sow is what you reap.
你种的是什么，你收的也是什么。
Now, is Paul preaching the law here?
保罗是不是在讲论律法呢？
He's saying you've got to work for your salvation.
他是不是说你要工作直到你得着救恩呢？
You have to work to earn everlasting life.
你必须要做什么来得到你的永远的救恩呢？
Of course he's not saying that.
他不是说这个。
But he's giving us an invaluable spiritual principle.
但他给了我们一个非常有价值的属灵的原则。
And when we think about that challenge of walking in the Spirit,This is what we need to understand.
当我们在想到要靠着圣灵行事的时候，我们必须懂得这一点。
This principle is the key to learning to walk in the Spirit.
这一个原则是行走在圣灵里面的关键。
You think about the farmer sowing the seed.
我们想象一下农民在地里面撒种。
Each seed is very small.
种子是很小。
And he sows the seeds.
他就把种子打下来。
There are many seeds.
那里有很多的种。
What does he do?
他做什么呢
？After he sows the seed.
他撒完种以后。
He goes down. Goes to bed.
啊，他就去睡觉了。
He gets up in the morning.
然后早上起来。
He goes out to his paddock.
然后到了他的田里面去。
And what does he see?
他看到什么
？Is there a harvest?
有没有收成呢？
肯
定没有。
Because the harvest takes time.
因为收成是需要时间的。
But he knows that having sown the seed, eventually there will be a harvest.
但是他知道种子下去以后，最终会有收成。
And what sort of harvest will he have?
那什么样的收成呢
？Well, that depends upon what sort of seed he sowed.
取决于他种下去的是什么。
If he sowed rubbish.
他把垃圾种下去。
What harvest will he have?
他会得到什么
？Rubbish.
一样是垃圾。
If he sowed tares and wheat, what sort of harvest will he have?
如果他收的是败子。
He will have tares and wheat.
或者麦子，他就收到袋子的麦子。
Whatever you sow, that's what you'll reap.
你种的是什么，收成你是什么。
Now that's simple principle, isn't it?
这是很简单的道
理。Now if we look at our own lives.
那我们的生命中呢？
He says, he who sows through the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收坏坏。
So there are two types of lives here.
有两种生命。
One life is just called the corrupt.
一个是被败坏的生命。
And the other life is called the life.
另外一个是一个真正的生命。
Everlasting life.
永恒的生命。
That's the nature of that life.
这就是这个生命的特性。
What sort of life is it?
什么样的生命？
Is it an excited life?
是一个很。
Is it an emotional life?
很有感觉的生命。
Is it a sentimental life?
是一个很多愁善感的生命吗？
Is it a come and go life?
是一个来了又去了的生命吗？
Oh, no, it's everlasting life.
不是，那种生命的特性是。
Uncreated life.
它不是一个被造的生命。
It's divine life.
是神圣的生命。
So, we have a choice.
所以我们。
A life that is corrupt.
是受败坏的生命呢？
Or a life that is truly.
还是一个真正永恒的生命。
What? That.Is the end result. That is the harvest.
这是在我们收成的时候会看到的两个结果。
From what is sown.
它是从你种下去是什么来得到的。
We think about our life.
那我们就想想自己的生命。
I sow to the flesh. What does that mean?
顺着情欲撒种是意思。
But that means that the way I live.
就是我生活的方式。
Is according to the flesh.
是按着情欲来走的。
In other words, the choices that I make day by day.
或者说每一天我所做出的选择。
Are according to the flesh.
是跟着情欲走。
So I'm living according to my own mind.
我按照我自己的意思来过日子。
I'm living according to my own will.
按照我自己的想法去做事。
I'm following and doing what I want.
我想做什么我就去做。
What I think is best.
我觉得是最好的。
What I think will prosper me most.
我觉得是最有价值的。
What I think will bring most honor or attention to myself.
我觉得会为我赢得最多的吸引力的事情。
This is how I'm making my choices day by day.
是根据这些我来做我每天生活的选择。
Each choice is a seed that I'm planting.
这每个选择就像一个种子，你种在地里。
And there will be a harvest.
然后就会有收成。
And the harvest will be corruption.
你收到的就是败坏。
Put it another way.
用另一种话来讲。
I look at my life today.
今天我看着我自己的人生。
And I say, I'm not happy with my life.
我说我对他不满意。
My life is.My life is a failure as a Christian.
作为一个基督徒来说，我的生活是非常失败的。
I wish it wasn't like that.
我希望不是这样。
Oh, how I wish it was different.
我希望是不同的生活。
How can it be different?
我怎么来不一样呢？
Why am I like this?
为什么我会这样？
Well, the answer is simple, isn't it?
答案很简单。
What I am today.
今天我所到的这个地步。
Is the harvest.All that I've been sowing for the last 6 months.
是我过去六个月以来所撒下的种子的结果。
For the last year.
或者说是过去一年。
For the last lifetime.
或者说是过去一辈子到现在。
What I am today.
我今天的情形。
Is my harvest.
是我的收成。
From what I've been sowing.
就是我过去所种下的种子的收成。
Why am I like this?
为什么我会这样？
What have you been sowing?
因为我被种下了什么。
How can I change this?
我怎么来改变它。
How can I live a different life?
我怎么来过一种不同的生活。
Start sowing different seeds.
现在就开始撒不同的种子。
Start making different choices.
现在就开始做不同的决定。
Begin to sow to the Spirit.
把圣灵撒下去。
Start to make your choices as one who is led by the Spirit.
做圣灵所引导你做的选择。
Who looks to God.
仰望神。
Day by day.
每一天仰望神。
Start planting different seeds.
每一天顺着圣灵好像好走。
And what will happen?
那么会发生什么事情？
Overnight you'll be a different person?
一夜之间你就变成一个新的人了吗？
No.
不会。
But there will be a harvest.
但是会有收成的时间。
And in 6 months' time or 1 year's time, you will be a different person.
六个月或者一年之后你就不一样了。
Because those little seeds, those little choices, will grow up to be a good harvest.
因为那些小小的种子、小小的决定，慢慢慢慢的就会形成一个非常好的收成。
This is not law.
这个不是律法。
This is wisdom.
这是智慧。
Do not be deceived.
不要自
欺。God is not mocked.
神不是轻慢。
Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
It makes sense, doesn't it?
这个很讲同
时。Even sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
甚至是情欲撒种的必从情欲收坏坏。
But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
如果他顺着圣灵撒种，必从圣灵受永生。
This principle for me was a life changer.
这个原则对我来说真的是改变了我的生命。
Suddenly I understood.
突然间我明白过来。
How I could live this life and how I could be gradually transformed.
我如何活在今天，我可以慢慢的被改变。
It wasn't by wishing and hoping.
不是靠你去想想出来。
It wasn't by making plans 1 year, 2 years, 5 years.
也不是靠你去做一个计划，一年计划，五年计划。
It was by sowing good seed.
而是通过顺着圣灵撒包种。
Today.
就在今天
little seeds,
小小的种子
little choices,
很小的选择
somebody says something to me,
有人对你讲一句话
how do I respond?
我怎么来回应
do I hit back?
我打回去吗
do I keep quiet?
我还是安静
there's an opportunity to do some good?
当有一个机会让你做善事的时候
do I do it?
你去做吗
do the next extra bit?
做多一点吗
what do I say that?
还是你说啊，我不做让别人去。
Little choices.
非常小的事情。
Very small choices.
很小的事情上。
But many of them.
但是很多的种子一起撒下去。
And in the end, it's a good harvest.
最后就会有好的收成。
The end is a life walking in the Spirit.
最后就是一个与圣灵靠圣灵行事、与圣灵同行的生活。
And verse 9, Paul says, "Let us not grow weary."While doing good, for in due season, we shall reap. We do not lose heart.
第九节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith.
所以，有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当做。
In this time.Crisis, let's love one another.
所以在这个特别的疫情的时间中，让我们彼此相爱。
Share with one another, help one another.
彼此的分享，彼此的帮助。
And let us love our neighbors as ourselves.
爱我们的邻舍，像我们自己一样。
We thank you that you have caused such a high love.
主啊，我们谢谢你这样的来呼召我们。
You call us to mount up on wings like eagles.
你呼召我们要展翅，好像老鹰上飞。
Let's hear that our Lord Jesus has walked this very course.
主，谢谢你，因为你在我们之前走过这条路。
Lord, we thank you for him and his victory.
主，我们谢谢你，为着他的得胜而感谢你。
We thank you for that life which we have received.
我们也为着他所赐给我们的那个生命来感谢你。
Teach us to walk this way.
主耶稣帮助我们来走这条路。
Grant us this victory in daily life.
赐给我们在每天的生活当中能得胜。
Asking His precious name.
我们祷告是靠着宝贵的名。
Amen.